Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, April 9th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors adopt policy on immigration enforcement in county spaces. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo holding celebration of life for Wendy Watkins. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cal Meadow Lane. And with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the findings of its ad hoc immigration task force in its meeting on Tuesday. The task force was formed following the January 27th Board of Supervisors meeting that garnered significant public attention and scrutiny on the role of the Sheriff's Office and County Jail with immigration enforcement. In the presentation on Tuesday, county staff stated that federal officers do not have the authority to commandeer county spaces. However, being present or making an arrest is not considered commandeering. The county also said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which the public can access non-public spaces, such as jail lobbies, in a politically neutral way. The task force met with various county agencies regarding immigration enforcement activity as well. The sheriff's office agreed to post frequently asked questions, quarterly reports, and updates on ICE jail access. Public comments thanked the Board of Supervisors for taking action and pushing for greater transparency, but said there still should be more done. Here's Supervisor Bruce Gibson during discussion.
Indeed, always been my expectation that this Board of Supervisors would take the strongest action, make the strongest statement we possibly can to push back against what we see happening in immigration enforcement that's being pushed down from the federal government. ICE is still here. ICE is still in our community, despite the distractions of a war in Iran, a shutdown of the parts of the federal government, the classic attempt to divert our attention. But ICE is still conducting immigration enforcement as a campaign of intimidation.
The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit federal commandeering of county property and prohibit access to non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo holding celebration of life for Wendy Watkins. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for Cal Fireman Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home on March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. Cal Fire says her passing is a profound loss to the San Luis Obispo unit, Cal Fire, and to all those who had the privilege of knowing and serving alongside her. The celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at Santa Margarita Ranch. The celebration will be open to the public and first responders at the family's request. PG&D customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&D says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a California climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a credit of $46.26. Small business customers that are eligible will receive a credit of $36.18. PG&D says in March, the California Public Utilities Commission voted to pause the residential electric credit later this year to coincide with high usage months, targeting August and September for electric customers and February for natural gas customers. Since 2014, PG&D households have received nearly $1,200 in total in California climate credits on their energy bills, according to PG&D. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surfline round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding travel and commuter options for riders along California's Central Coast. The service expansion will begin May 4th. 6 daily trips to Goleta and 3 daily trips to San Luis Obispo will improve weekday commuter flexibility and regional connectivity between Los Angeles, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. The Pacific Surfliner service operates along a 351-mile coastal corridor connecting San Diego, Orange, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Pirates 8-2, the Blue Jays over the Dodgers 4-3, the Giants shut out the Phillies 5-0, the Athletics beat the Yankees 3-2, the Braves over the Angels 8-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies. The Athletics will go against the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Thunder beat the Clippers 128-110. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Warriors. In California news, the attorney for a man shot by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spoke on several accusations yesterday. 36-year-old Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez attempted to flee ICE officers during a traffic stop of his vehicle and was subsequently shot. DHS alleges Hernandez was a suspected gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. His attorney says that no court records show he belongs to a gang and that he did not attempt to run over ICE agents during his escape. The California Supreme Court has ordered Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco to halt the investigation into ballots. Judges are reviewing the legal challenges against it. A suspect has been arrested in connection to a 1.2 million square foot warehouse fire in California. The warehouse stores tissue paper, serving roughly 50 million people, authorities say. 29-year-old Chamel Abdulkarim was arrested and charged with multiple arson-related charges, currently held without bail in a San Bernardino County facility. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, the USDA's Foreign Ag Service has just announced that more than $8.4 million in funding is available to help support U.S. agricultural exports through three programs. And those programs are the Technical Assistance for Specialty Crops Program, Emerging Markets Program, and Quality Samples Program. Now, the funding aims to help farmers and producers overcome technical trade barriers, expand access to key international markets, and meet rising global demand for U.S. agricultural goods. Officials say the programs have a proven track record of delivering measurable export growth. In fact, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Luke Lindbergh, said that the programs help drive growth for U.S. agricultural exports, giving U.S. farmers and ranchers the tools they need to break through unnecessary trade barriers and explore some new markets. Now, the initiative is all part of a broader effort, they say, to help strengthen rural economies and improve the U.S. agricultural trade balance, therefore by increasing overall global competitiveness. Ranchers, don't miss the 11th annual Montana Maternal and 5th annual Simternal Production Sale, Friday, April 10th in Baker, Montana. A powerful set of Angus and Simmental genetics featuring Sons of Ace and Jameson, SAV Abundance, and more, built for maternal strength and longevity. All bulls are fertility tested and backed by a first breeding season guarantee with free delivery across Montana and adjoining states. Sale time is 1 o'clock. View catalog and videos at open8genetics.com or bid online at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you a truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Soaring demand for pistachios from chocolatiers, bakeries, and other food manufacturers is providing a timely boost to California's world-leading pistachio sector. Industry experts said the success of Dubois Chocolate, a viral sensation invented by United Arab Emirates Dessert Company, has proven more than a fad. Every chocolatier is using pistachio paste and has a green chocolate bar, said Ali Amin, owner of Los Angeles-based Premex International Trading, which markets pistachios to countries around the world. Amin said the culinary trend has gone beyond chocolate, with pistachio paste seeing new or increased use as an ingredient in all kinds of food products. Zachary Fraser, president and CEO of the American Pistachio Growers, said he expects demand for pistachios will remain strong and bring increased returns to growers even more as acres come into production in California. We're riding the Dubois chocolate craze, fueling it and building a movement, Fraser said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the mid-70s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with fog developing, low 50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Foggy early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, with showers overnight from Saturday to Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation before the Iran conflict came in as expected, rising 2.8% for the year ending in February, matching the January reading. The PCE price index was up 0.4% from January to February, and core PCE for the year, excluding food and energy, improved a little to 3%. On Friday, a more recent inflation reading comes out, the consumer price index for March. The gross domestic product for the end of last year, the reading on the overall economy was revised slightly lower to 0.5%. The quarter was impacted by the government shutdown. And the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week came in at 219,000. Crude oil prices are higher after prices cooled yesterday. Stock futures are losing ground after yesterday's rally. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, as we're ready to go with Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition and the right choice.
Morning Exchange.
Listen to the sound of the American heart.
KPRL.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Eric is in for Karen, and he will have on Mr. Murray Powell about this issue going on in Templeton. So, once again, very timely Sound Off this afternoon here on The Right Choice. One sad note for you Los Angeles Dodger fans that Davey Lopes passed away. I believe it was yesterday, and he was 80 years old. I think it was from Parkinson. He died in his home state of Rhode Island. He's a pretty good ball player. So anyway, again, Davey Lopes was 80 years old. All right, let's see here. Did I open this thing up? No, I didn't. There was a whole lot of unneeded information about... I don't know what this is about. I have no idea what the text is. Doesn't make sense.
Well, right. Once I load it, let me take a look at it, see if I can figure something out here.
Well, I'm looking at, there was a whole lot of...
Oh, that was from Sound Off yesterday. I'm guessing that has to do with Gaia Powell.
Okay. That was a very interesting show, to say the least. I don't know how many of you listen to it, but, you know, sometimes people, what's a good way of saying this, Chris, because you don't know what I'm going to say.
Let me just read your mind.
Less is better, okay? And breathe a little bit and stop talking. That's really a pretty good idea to do, particularly when you're trying to get people to vote for you. Anyway, all right, since you have entered this conversation, of course, I have a technical question for you.
Technical question. What can I help you with? Tech support online here.
When you get email that you don't want.
Right.
And it says unsubscribe.
Right.
Which I didn't subscribe to begin with, but.
To your knowledge anyway.
I'm pretty sure. Why, when you, again, this is not consistent, when you hit the unsubscribe, that once in a while, some of these sites, they come up with questions. And unless you answer them, they won't unsubscribe you. Do you know that? Anything about that?
I mean, I can only guess their motives is to make it as inconvenient as possible for you to unsubscribe. Because they don't want to leave you alone.
Okay, I thought maybe there was some kind of law that these unwarranted emails, they have to do, you know, put that unsubscribe, and I don't know if that's the case. But
no, I think you're correct. This is pulling off memory that I vaguely recall from a college class that I took, right? But it is required by law for spam to have an option to opt out.
All right. Then the law should be expanded. I should either just do it with one click, not having to answer a question. What are the reasons? Or you know that? No, I just, you're gone. You're gone. So, all right. It's not the end of the world, but it's just, again, another one of these little pain in the butt things. Pain in the butt things. Because I'm afraid to let loose on them because I don't want to be, my fear is it's, might not be hacked, but it may be some kind of spam that can do damage to the computer.
No, that won't be the case if you reply. However, replying is still ill-advised because that lets them know somebody's on the other end of that email and they will continue spamming you.
Even if I unsubscribe?
Well, you can unsubscribe to them, but what about their buddies?
I don't know how that works.
Exactly. Well, I'll try to put it this way. You know, spam is a massive network that mostly like targets you and finds your emails because your data has been sold somewhere from some kind of service you've likely had on the internet. Just because you subscribe from one service that is, you know, spamming you doesn't mean that it unsubscribes from the other. And they're probably all connected in some way, shape, or form, or have contacts with each other. The entire point, like purpose of it, is to make it as inconvenient as possible for you to no longer receive spam emails from them.
Okay, so
you're a human in a battle against bots. Good luck.
All right. So, do you know the technical definition of the word spam?
No, I don't. I'm sure there's some legalese definition out there.
Okay, most of us, when we hear the word spam, it's just unwanted crap.
Right.
Okay, so why would they think I want unwanted crap? Do they get enough hits that people fall for the, you know, what? And I really don't know, is spam, are there legitimate things you could buy or use from a spam site, or is spam just a generic term for unwanted email?
I think it's just a generic term from an unwanted email. Some spam, quote unquote, is actually a legitimate service, but a lot of it, and I will say a lot of it, you know, to protect people who are listening here, is a way to trick you into giving out information or paying for something that is otherwise worthless.
Okay. All right. Well, we're making a little headway. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Spam stands for self-promoting advertising mail. Okay. All right, well,
you get a lot of it?
Oh, God. I would say if I get 100 emails, 90 of them are things I don't want.
Do you unsubscribe or you just delete them?
Well, there's two thoughts on that. Some people say if you hit unsubscribe, that just shows the person that you're a real email address. A lot of times you can say stop, but I don't know that there's a good way. I have to have an email blocker, a spam folder that my software puts into the junk file.
All right, so you will hit send to spam.
Junk mail. I'll move to junk mail.
All right. Well, okay. Mine. I'm sure.
I'm on a Mac, so you're probably on a PC.
Yeah, because mine says spam, yours says junk mail, all the same thing. But right. What I find somewhat not interesting, but like I wonder why, is the EBS test we get.
EBS?
Yeah, the emergency broadcast.
Okay.
Every time they go to spam, they don't go to my website. They go into spam.
Yeah, sometimes nothing's perfect. Looking right now at my trash folder in my mail import, I have 2,247 junk mails.
Well, I empty my trash file every single day, and I go through my spam every day.
Yeah, sometimes I get things that go there erroneously, too, so you have to be careful. That's why I do a search before I delete.
That's why some services recommend, you know, when you expect an email from them and you don't get it, they say to also search your spam folder just in case.
I have both spam and junk, so I have two places to look. Actually, I call it junk and trash.
Yeah. Again, it's just different terms. Mine is trash and spam.
Right.
And I do check that. But, you know, in the case of the county test system is, you know, we have... this has been going on for a while, and you know, you correct it, and you know, whatever I forget the verbiage is, like, you know, hey, no, this is a legit file that I want going into my regular inbox, not into spam. And for whatever reason, It'll work for 2 or 3 days, and then, boom, it goes right back into spam.
I don't know how it works on a PC, but with my Mac, if I drag it back into the inbox, then Macs are pretty smart. It says, okay, I don't have to junk this one again from the sender.
And, you know, another one is Dakota Lefsey, his wife, Sunny. She sends me the emails for the shows, and that always goes into spam, too.
And, well, at least you know where to look.
And again, and on their particular site, I mean, this has been going on for about 10 years.
And do they have an issue with other people? And maybe their problems that they're in for some reason.
I really haven't asked, but that may be a question I can send off to her on the email. Hopefully, mm-hmm. It doesn't end up in spam. But
right.
I mean, it's just one of these little things. Like, you know, I just get so many, and I just want them to go away.
Right, and some of them are just, it's just a nuisance. I'm looking at my email. I just got up, so I'm going through my inbox, and I find out of 100 emails, I want 4 or 5 I'll keep. And I guess it's a necessary evil?
I suppose. I think I've mentioned this before, that I get quite a few that they want a response from me. And I deleted all my stuff this morning, but they'll send back an email, "You haven't responded to me." It's like, I don't have the time, and I don't want to. I don't know who the heck you are. Why would I respond to you?
Yeah, I get the same thing on my text messages on my phone. Now they're addressing me by name and telling me that I have some data breach and the reply to the email address or this website, and it's a bunch of alphanumeric characters, so you know it's a dark web or a bogus thing.
Well, at least you're on first name basis.
I know what text messages you can go ahead and hit stop on a reply, and that oftentimes works.
Well, I don't know how these people make money.
By spamming people. I mean, have you seen the one, or you get the one that says you have an unpaid parking ticket and it's going to go to summons if you don't pay this fine, and looks like an official notice, except that
No. When
you do some deeper research, you see it's spam.
No, I haven't gotten one like that, but I will say this: every once in a while, I just decide to risk it. I will write a threatening email back to them, say I'm going to hunt them down like the dog they are, and I hope their parents are proud of them.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes, it does.
Okay, then it serves a purpose. Other than that, no purpose served at all.
I hope your parents are proud of what you do for a living, you piece of you know what.
I have had that feeling before. You know, the one I didn't get a response to is I kept getting a credit statement from my credit card company, and I got it for 4 months in a row. So I finally sent them a letter saying that why I'm charging late charges on your failure to remit this interest, with interest charges. And I finally got a check back for the exact amount. They didn't respond to my letter.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, we got another call coming in.
All right, enjoy.
Thanks. All right, bye. Well, it just went away. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. So it doesn't take much to get me riled up on when it comes to these things. All right.
So the reason why earlier I said that you didn't subscribe to those spam emails that you know of goes back to a comment I said about how your email was basically sold as data to that spam company. So you never visited that spam company's website or anything like that and subscribe to their emails. No, they bought information on your email, probably alongside a bunch of others, to send emails to.
Okay.
So you don't have to do anything. They will find you.
So I'm hopeless.
I mean, yeah. Again, you're a man versus machines. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go postal one of these days. That's what's going to happen. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Regarding spam emails, it's really pretty simple. All you do is block and delete. Don't respond to them, because responding lets them know that you're a real person and they'll continue bugging the hell out of you. And it's very simple. If you have an Android phone, up the right-hand corner, 3 little bars, click it. The window opens up. It says block and delete. Hit it.
Well, I don't know if it's my computer or just me, is I have done that, you know, because on it, when you, you know, move to this, move to that, et cetera, they seem to come back.
Well, you got to block the friggin' number.
Excuse me?
You just block the damn number. Block it and then delete it. Don't respond to them. It's the worst thing you can do.
Well, again, I generally, 99% of the time, I just delete or, again, move to spam, or I forget the other. What's that other pop-up that shows up on the email when you...
Well, it depends on what kind of program you're using.
Move to whatever.
Move the trash or just delete it. Pretty simple.
All right. Well, I'll take your advice there.
Well, you should. I've been a hacker for about 30 friggin' years, so I kind of sort of know what I'm doing. Kind of, maybe.
All right. Well, I'll give it a shot, but thank you very much. Okay, let's see here. Spammers have gone to text messages, even with local 805 area code, not just phone calls with 805 numbers. All right. Well, thank you for that. Let's see here. This has to do with the yesterday sound off. I have to apologize. On sound off, at least I know who not to vote for. Well, that was kind of my thought as well when I was listening to that. I was talking to Karen after the show, and I told her, I said, you know, I love sound offs like that.
Now I feel like I got to go back and listen to the recording.
Well, you have to listen to the whole. I mean, it's the whole thing and the build up, and then at the end when she starts to cry a little bit. I mean, I just I got behind my workload a little bit because I had to listen intently.
You were so invested in it, huh?
Again, it doesn't take much to get me going. All right, let's see. Harold got, you know, Gibson on the ice push and so forth, and school bonds. By the way, I don't know if many of you know this, but the historic Carlton Hotel has become part of Marriott Group after some major renovations. The historic Carlton, if you remember. And then for those of you, speaking of devices, Southwest Airlines. I don't know if you heard this. They're going to limit passengers to one portable charger per person over fire concerns. It's limited to one charger of 100 watt hours or less. Chris, do most people carry more than one portable charger?
Not that I know of, unless, you know, you're traveling as a family and you want a portable charger for everybody.
Well, and this has to do to its concerns over the lithium battery fires. And it will take place beginning April 20th. They'll be limited to one lithium-powered portable charger per person. And under the new policy, portable chargers must also be kept on the passenger or stored in a carry-on bag under the seat. They will no longer be permitted in overhead bins. All right. I didn't know this, but until I read this article this morning, because I don't think I've heard of them, but there were 97 reported incidents involving smoke, fire, or extreme heat linked to batteries on flights. That was up from 89 the year before. All right. So it's up by about 8 or 9. Anyway, just something, you know, again, when you're getting ready for your flight or when you're booking your flight, you know, and they have the pages you go to on the do's and don'ts and what you can and cannot bring on and so forth. Just double check that if you're getting on the Southwest, because you will have limitations, obviously. So, all right, just a couple of things for now. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the findings of its ad hoc committee, Immigration Task Force, in its Tuesday meeting. The county said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which public spaces can be used in a politically neutral way.
The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit federal commandeering of county property and prohibit access to non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for Cal Fireman Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home on March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. Her celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at the Santa Margarita Ranch. It is open to the public. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Israel expanding its rocket attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Strikes included Beirut, the Dahya neighborhood, which has been a stronghold for Hezbollah. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu said this was the hardest they hit Hezbollah since the pager attack. Many strikes concentrated in the south of Lebanon. Israel is trying to drive Hezbollah out of the south of Lebanon so they cannot fire missiles into the north of the country.
Fox's Mike Tobin, the White House, says Lebanon was never part of the pause in fighting. A person is dead, two unaccounted for in a collapse of a parking garage in South Philadelphia's Grays Ferry neighborhood. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker.
We are not, we will not give up on these individuals, and we will not rest until everyone is accounted for from this tragedy.
The seven-story building under construction at the time. America's listening to Fox News.
April is in full bloom at Patchy Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Patchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
It is 12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, and we're set and ready to go with sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
2 weeks into the baseball season, and the best records belong to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Reds, and the Brewers. And all of them lost on Wednesday. The Blue Jays shaded the Dodgers 4-3 to snap a six-game losing streak. The A's edged the Yankees 3-2 on a ninth-inning sack fly by Brent Rooker. Marlins ended the Reds' five-game winning streak 7-4. Griffin Conine and Connor Norby went deep. And the Red Sox blanked the Brewers 5-0 behind the four-hit pitching of Sonny Gray and the Hays. Elsewhere, the Giants whitewashed the Phillies 5-0. Tyler Mahle and the Pallies with a four-hitter. Rafael Devers homered and drove in four. Mackenzie Gore and the Inconvenient Truth tossed a two-hitter as the Rangers shut out the Mariners 3-0. Rockies rolled over the Astros 9-1 for the series sweep. Guardians routed the Royals. Angel Martinez capped a four-hit day with a grand slam. Diamondbacks drubbed the Mets. Two doubles and a triple for Corbin Carroll to mark his 500th big league game. NBA, the Thunder got 30 from Chet Holmgren and sank the Clippers to clinch the best regular season record in the association, OKC, on a seven-game winning streak. Spurs kept pace with a win over the Blazers. They'll have the second-best overall mark. And the Nuggets said, hey, don't forget about us. They romped over the Grizzlies for their 10th win in a row. Pistons pounded the Bucks. The Beast of the East got Cade Cunningham back from injury. On the ice, the Oilers swamped the Sharks 5-2. Connor McDavid with a hat trick and two assists. He leads the league with 133 points, and Edmonton now leads the Pacific Division with just three games to play. Sabres skewered the Rangers. Buffalo atop the Atlantic Division, already assured of its first playoff appearance in 15 years. And golf's first major, the Masters, begins today at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy is the defending champion. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All righty, 10 minutes away from 7 at the right choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1978, 8300 El Camino Real. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Thursday with highs in the mid-70s, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming a foggy and damp after midnight. Overnight lows in the low 50s, and for your Friday, foggy early, then partly cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible for Friday. And the percentage, well, let's see here. About 45 to 50%. As we head to Saturday, showers and rain, maybe some showers, let's see here, probably later into Sunday, and that will creep up to about 80%. Saturday's highs in the low 60s, same on Sunday. Monday, clouds and sunshine, mid-60s, sunny, 70 Tuesday, Wednesday, low 70s and mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down, 6:39 a.m., 7:31 p.m., and we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, gently moving along here at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. It is time for this.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, which is San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. Let's. Bruce Gibson would have something to say about that. Let's see here. All right, as I check in to see what animals that are out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. That's our job. All right. I'm looking here because okay, there it is. Nothing on the world famous pet alert. So if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at APRL.com. It is that simple. All right, Mr. Garcia, are you ready?
Ready.
What?
Did you lose your question?
No, because I'm double-checking it here. There is no what in peanut butter.
Butter.
That was too easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so, and can anybody tell us why it's called peanut butter?
I assume it's because of the texture.
And the way it spreads?
Pretty much.
Do you like peanut butter with nuts in it?
Yes, I do. I like smooth or chunky peanut butter.
I prefer the smooth. The nice, smooth stuff and, you know, because it's, I'm sure most of us have done this, although you were told not to do it, and you may still do it even as you've gotten older. Stick your finger in and do that, right?
I use a spoon, personally, but, you know, if somebody prefers to use their finger or they don't want to use a spoon for it, more power to them.
Well, here's a question on the spoon.
Yeah.
Do you dip it twice?
No.
All right, because, you know, putting it in your mouth and putting it back in the, dipping it again, it's, you know, it's not the right thing to do, right?
I mean, neither is your finger. If you put your finger in there, put your finger in your mouth, then you put it back in.
Well, see, the spoon is better because you can get more on the spoon than you can your finger.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, folks, it's up to you. It's your bar of or your can of peanut butter or whatever it's called. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. All right, time for trivia. Here we go. And at 5 minutes away from 7, trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and, of course, the airport out there, too. Okay. Let's see here. Although there are 14 of these, where is the most famous death zone? Although there are 14 of these, where is the most famous death zone? 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
Does asking what a death zone is count as a hint?
Now I got to play with this for a little bit.
All righty.
All right. Now, this concept was introduced by a doctor back in 1953 who initially termed it as the lethal zone, but it has become the death zone. Now, there are 14, but the most famous death zone is where? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. As we go to the phone line, hi, good morning.
The Bermuda Triangle.
No, not the Bermuda Triangle. Hi, good morning.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, let's stop calling in. Just likes to hear himself. not the Bermuda Triangle. Let's see here. I think I have some information. To date, although this is not 100% accurate, over 340 people have perished to date now. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, you're on the air.
The answer is Mount Everest.
Yes, Mount Everest.
Yay.
One of the 14 zones. Have you ever had a desire to climb Mount Everest?
Not at all. Not in the least. No, thank you.
It's almost 27,000 feet, I think. So.
Yeah, not even a thought. Never. No.
Nope, me neither. All right, ma'am, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Elisa.
Elisa.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Elisa. So, again, the estimate is over 340 people have perished at Mount Everest or on top. Well, not necessarily on top. And approximately 200 bodies remain. And the typical stay, after going through all of this hard work and so forth, most climbers spend only 10 to 30 minutes at the summit. And that's due to the extremely low oxygen levels, freezing temperatures, and the need to descend before weather conditions worsen. This is known as the 2 p.m. rule. Climbers run out of Mexican. They must conserve energy for the dangerous descent, often adhering to the strict 2 p.m. rule to start heading down. All right, so there you have it. Take all that time. I don't know how long it takes to climb, but I'm sure it's more than 10 to 30 minutes.
I'm sure there's some world record out there, too, that shatters that expectation.
For staying up there?
No, for climbing it.
Probably, but somebody... spent 21 hours on the summit in 1999. That's the longest.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. PG&E customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&E says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a California climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a credit of $46.26. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surf Line round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding travel and commuter options for riders. The service expansion will begin May 4th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, the fastest ever to climb Mount Everest is, I don't know the person, but... 10 hours, 56 minutes, and 46 seconds. The female time is 14 hours, 31 minutes. How about that? Okay. And the fastest I don't have that one. I'm looking for that. Can't find it. Don't have time.
This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.